No sports are being played right now, leaving sports announcers with nothing to announce. Now, for many of us, that's a problem. We need the voice of a sportscaster in our heads when we toss a crumpled paper into a trash bin. Yes, from downtown. Some sportscasters have jumped into that void to provide play-by-play for some of life's more mundane moments. Jim Brockmeyer is in a league of his own.
Oh, you can stick me in some kind of Italian boat because that one is gondola.
Brockmeyer, of course, is the idiosyncratic sportscaster with a loud voice and an even louder Madras jacket played by Hank Azaria on Brockmeyer, now in its fourth season on IFC. We thought the two of them could offer some advice. They join us now. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Azaria.
Thank you, Scott.
Could you or Mr. Brockmeyer offer us some advice on how you narrate something that's utterly uninteresting?
Yeah, I'm going to bring in Jim Brockmeyer for this, Scott Simon, because he is the expert. We're all stuck inside, so why not do what I've done my entire life? Just announce your day. Call your day. Call it like a baseball game. Now, I got a few, like 5 or 6 helpful hints on how to do that.
Sure.
And I'm going to multitask here. I'm going to make my own bed right here.
Okay.
And as I do that, I'm going to announce it, this seemingly, you know, mundane and tedious and boring activity. And I'm going to take you through announcing 101 as I do it. Sound good, Scott Simon?
Absolutely, sir, yes.
All right, here we go. Now, tip number one, you got to have a good intro, right? So, folks, we welcome you here to a rematch of yesterday's classic showdown. Once again, time for Jim Brockmeyer to make the bed. Now, these two have a long history together, going all the way back to, well, a President's Day sale in 2009. That leads me to tip number two. Get excited over nothing much. You got to get excited over nothing. So here Jim goes. He's, there it is. He's tucked in the sheet's top left corner. And oh, he's got the bottom left corner. And now he's running a slant route to the bottom right corner. And oh my, 3 corners down. Can he go 4 for 4? My goodness. Okay, have a trademark call ready for the exciting moments. Okay, here we go. This one is going. Oh, that is bed, bath, and beyond. He has done it, folks. Jim Brockmeyer put on a fitted sheet without needing to Google how to put on a fitted sheet. My goodness. Right? And the final tip, and most important here, pants are always optional on the radio. But I'm sure everybody at NPR already knows that. You know that, don't you, Scott Simon? You're not
I forget what pants are at this point, you know?
Exactly. Because you don't need to, you don't need, it's need-to-know basis. You don't have to wear them.
I gather our staff sent you some video that our 16-year-old daughter shot of me in the office, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it possible to give us a play-by-play for a minute or so?
Absolutely. Welcome, everybody. Opening day for the National Standing Desk League. Here to watch one Scott Simon, a surefire first ballot Standing Desk Hall of Famer, show us what he can do. Oh, Simon takes the glasses off, moves some things around on the desk there, and he immediately puts the glasses back on. Not sure why I did that. Looking a little indecisive today. This may not bode well for his performance. Scott Simon, though, promptly back to work. Oh, using 2 laptops at once. My, oh, my. This man, he is a multitasking pro. Very impressive. Simon is typing using only his index and middle fingers. That's very surprising. Commonly seen as a much slower, less efficient style of typing, mostly used by employees at the DMV. Let's see here. Simon reaching for the coffee, and he takes a sip. Well, I assume that is coffee. Could be some sort of performance-enhancing substance, in which case, well, he could be looking at a punishment by the Standing Desk Standing Committee. Worth mentioning, we don't know what Scott Simon is currently typing. Simon keeps his game plan top secret from opposing NPR reporters after the infamous, the infamous Terry Gross sign-stealing scandal. So, he bit down on the arm of his glasses. Popularly interpreted as a maneuver indicating deep thought and consideration, but boy, very dangerous during this time of the coronavirus. My goodness, Scott Simon, keep things out of your mouth, sir. But that sort of brash, bold behavior is what made Scott Simon into the bad boy of the National Standing Desk League.
Jim Brockmeyer, nobody calls a game like you.
That was exciting video you provided there. Thank you very much, Scott.
Hank Azaria is Jim Brockmeyer. Thanks so much for the lesson.
Thank you very much, Scott Simon.